welcome to No Gods, No Mayors. Not a single... Excuse me.
No gods.
No gods. Maybe one mayor.
One mayor?
Perhaps.
That's
right. I believe this is our first post-Zoran Mamdani winning the Democratic primary episode. So everybody say, hey, Maddie, great. That's great. Great that you're in that situation.
I feel good. It was a strange evening where it just sort of happened so much faster than we thought it was going to. I thought we were I was feeling pretty good just from like vibes on the ground, but I thought it was gonna be like a week of hell as we like go through all the, like the most optimistic poll had him winning in the eighth round of ranked choice voting. And on the night Cuomo conceded, we were just, me and my partner were just sitting around like staring at each other with our hands in the air. Like, what do I do? Like, something nice happened?
Something. We were all yelling at each other in the group chat.
Yeah. You were like, what's it like to live in the greatest city in the world? I went out to a bar at 11 p.m. I'm 39 years old. This is not what I should be doing with my life. But I was like, I got to go outside. I had the zoomies. And then the bartenders pouring free shots.
Good things can happen, not where November and I are.
No.
But they sure can over there.
A better world is possible, but not for us.
It's the, listen. Here's the thing about New York City, and a lot of people have derided this, but it is true. It is the concrete jungle where dreams are made of. And there's nothing you can't do.
It's the flip side of the thing about what we always talk about the role of the mayor, right? Is the mayor can do terrible, terrible things with this strange sort of municipal power that they get given, but they can also do great things.
Yeah.
And like, it's
make
far,
everyone
far
at the
rarer.
New York Times so mad.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I think the other thing is, there's one thing we learned from the crosstabs on this election is that if you go outside in New York City and you see a sensitive white boy who says, inshallah, you say, mashallah, thank you.
I will just say, as a resident of the People's Republic of Astoria, the birthplace of future mayor, or not the birthplace, but the, you know, the home base of future mayors are on Mamdani. I salute the rest of you because this is where it all happens, baby. It's because of me personally. Thank you.
I'll tell you, if you're also a listener to TF, you may have heard me say this already, but unfortunately, Zoran Mamdani has made me personally, Riley, ready to get hurt again. I'm getting involved back in British electoral politics.
Oh,
I'm afraid.
No.
I'm so sorry, but it's happening. Yeah. I can't do anything about it.
We're gonna follow Zoran very closely through whatever insane rat fuck hell dimension the election itself is gonna be.
Yeah, we're recording this on June 27th. As of now, both Eric Adams and Andrew Cuomo are still in the race under the Andrew Cuomo is running under like the Fix the City line, and Eric Adams running under, of course, his party line of Stop Anti-Semitism.
I thought he was gonna run under the line of less like posting like an NFL player with CTE. It's just like focus and grind.
He was recently leading his supporters yesterday in a chant of no distractions, focus and grind. No distractions, focus and grind. And he also said that he utilizes the letter F for faith and our opponents use the letter F for profanity.
Yes, incredible. That's what the F stands for, is the F in profanity.
Profanity.
So.
Items.
We've actually... I'm going to say one thing. Mm-hmm. We are in talks with some Zoran people to get some input from them as soon as they're ready. Mm-hmm. So watch this space for the discussion of possibly the one mayor.
We're gonna talk about how he did it, maybe. How this can be replicated and how maybe your city could have a good mayor as well.
Yeah.
However, we also have Eleanor Yanaga joining us for the mayoral portion of this particular episode, where we're going to talk about Wit Yedlichka. I will forget how to pronounce his name.
You will,
in a few minutes. I know that for a fact, because as far as you're concerned, Eleanor's here just being very quiet. We didn't pre-record that bit.
No.
I just forgot. Definitely didn't pre-record it. We're just really, really rude. Yeah,
I'm casting my mind into the future where Riley forgets how to pronounce it. Also, I'm just going to say now, I know and can pronounce the word Pilsner, and I've never fucked it up in my life.
I'm sure that'll be important. Yeah.
November, you want to rank anything?
Oh, well, so obviously this was top of my list was when I came into this this recording. I was like, I got to rank the races in order of like goodness, right?
Uh-huh. So yeah, please begin right now.
Yeah, okay, sure. Well, I mean, obviously, first of all, you've got. And of course, last of all, lower than skeletons, white people.
Wow.
Wow. Great, great ranking.
I mean, I really didn't expect that Mongols and Kazakhs were going to be in that order. Like, no one did, I think.
No one did.
So, I can't believe I remembered I said that.
Yeah. I'm putting my ruler away and the skull that I used to measure away. Bye.
My NIST standard reference skull that cost $10,000.
You know, Wiech Jedlicka's dad had a job working on one of those in the Czechoslovakian Ministry of Weights and Measures.
Yeah.
If we knew that already.
That's what I like to call a call forward.
Yeah, you're going to love it eventually. But you're like, what? Who's that? Czechoslovakia? Weights and Measures? What the fuck are you talking
about? Your kids are going to love it.
I love doing things out of order. It's really fun.
It's good.
So look.
Items.
You two have brought some items for municipal roundup. Yeah.
Item. Okay. Item.
Who's going first?
Item.
Item.
We've taken to saying item to people in our normal lives.
I yelled at a giant the other night, and she was like, "What?" And I was like, "Fuck!" Nova,
I said item to your partner when you were down here having dinner.
Yeah, to Gwen. And she was just like, what?
And I was putting out the stuff and I remembered to take the fried rice and I was like, item. And she's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Normal item. Stuff. Item.
So, I have an item. This comes from a listener, S. Thank you, S. And I'm just going to read this into the record because I think it's perfect just the way it is. Esteemed Mayor November, a quick story regarding my hometown and its municipal adventures. My town, Lecce, is in the south of Italy, the very tip of the heel. The local government has always been on the right, except for two brief intermissions. A socialist teacher who lasted as mayor for 2 years in the 90s because the right split its votes, and a centre-left coalition from 2017 to 2024 for the same reason, and also the mayor was the son of the 90s socialist. Anyway, in 2024, the right won the elections 50.7% to 49.3%. And the mayor is now Adriana Poli-Bortone, an 82-year-old who was already the mayor between 1998 and 2007 and was the only woman minister in the first Berlusconi government, who comes from the post-fascist party even before it became Meloni's thing. Last Christmas, the new local administration, with this 82-year-old fascist, decided to plant a fir in the place of a fallen palm to celebrate Northern European traditions and Ooh. Also to mark a change of course from the previous era of the city. They claimed, the choice of an evergreen tree is due to the fact that a fir never dies and is therefore a symbol of hope for a better future and rebirth for our city. Well, it turns out that not only was it not a fir tree and not from Northern Europe, because it was actually a cedar tree from Morocco, but Lecce is 50 meters above sea level and very hot. The cedar is now dead and completely dry. It is standing in the middle of a square and as of the 25th of June, adorned with Christmas lights.
Does the entire city have ADHD?
And so there is a photo of this tree in a little, like, tiny little fenced off park. that just contains the tree and two streetlights and nothing else, and it is a completely dead, quite small cedar strung with Christmas lights in the middle of summer. Fascist government is absolutely efficient.
Oh my God.
I'm
fully Bader-Meinhof phenomenoning, and I'm aware of the irony of this, for everything in M Son of the Century. Mm. Uh-huh. That's just exactly something Amerigo Domini would have done.
Yes, yes.
It'd have been like, no, we are going to intimidate this, like, you know, chamber of labor peasants in the countryside by, like, putting up some esoteric mystical Norse tree, and he just gets it wrong and forgets about it forever.
Yeah,
and kills the tree.
Yes. Yeah, it kills the tree. This is so It's typical. Italian fascists are just like that, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know who wouldn't stand for this is Gabriel D'Annunzio, who would think it was ugly, and he would want to drape it in velvet and maybe some beautiful chocolates for the people.
Gabriel D'Annunzio, if he saw that tree, would just like have an exaggerated, loud, fainting spell about like how it represented the broken promises to the Italian nation. And then he would just keep opening one eye to see if anybody was like painting him.
Okay. Beautiful. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Nova. Thank you. Yes. Item. You. Item. This was sent in.
Oh, by the way, before we do the next item, send your mayor stories in to the Blue Sky.
We love
your mayor stories. We love
the
them
Blue
so
Sky,
much.
Any, my DMs,
yeah,
like
the
just
Patreon
wherever.
Inbox.
We'll get
we're checking
yeah,
them
all. Yeah. Anytime a listener sends us a mayor story, I want to, like, before we move on from it, say, thank you for sending in the mayor stories.
Yeah,
please
really
keep sending them in.
And we're sifting through things very slowly. There's a lot of them. Yeah, this came in through, this came in from a couple of people, but first from listener Kate Stevens on the Blue Sky inbox, which I was sifting through the other day. We got some Henyard updates of our favorite, America's favorite worst mayor, no longer the mayor of Dalton, Illinois. The long and short of it is that she had some legal troubles recently, like a couple weeks ago, where she had to agree to there's a FOIA request on her credit card records from a watchdog group, and she said, I don't have those.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, of course, how can you have records for an entire town sharing one credit card?
And the judge said, yes, you do. And she had to pay $1,000
a day. The judge said,
yes,
you do, because I know, because we share one brainstem. You literally can't lie to me. I'm you.
Yeah.
Impossible to lie under oath because you share a fungal hive mind. Yeah.
I mentioned one time in one episode very briefly that she was a bad landlord, and I think there was some mold, and here we are months later. So the judge ordered that she had to amend her affidavit. She is struggling with this judge and keeps saying that, no, I don't have the credit card records, which is funny. And the judge keeps yelling at her. In much better and funnier Tiffany Henyard news, she has announced that she is releasing a memoir.
Ooh.
Tiffany Henyard.
Now, Maddie, this memoir is priced normal, yeah?
I mean, I would say it is priced normal for her value as an author, which is to say the first volume of a planned 3 volumes is $99.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. $99. Or 4 interest-free play payments of $25 with Afterpay or Affirm.
Okay. So, like, here's the thing. Yeah, it looks like it costs $99.
I mean, it looks like it costs $1 million.
Yeah. Dump is like, no, actually, it costs $999,901 to not buy it.
That's right. I will say it is also the cover. So she did like a cover reveal video on Instagram that I've put the link in the notes. That's just a really, today is my birthday. Yes. Yes. I'm a Gemini. All I want for my birthday is for everyone to support me by buying my book on sale. Now it's time to rise. Tiffany A. Henyard presents Standing on Business, coming August, 2025.
Incredible.
With a subtitle, Fighting for Justice, Volume 1. The real story is coming. In a world full of noise, truth hits different. Tiffany A. Henyard steps forward, unshaken and unfiltered, ready to rewrite the narrative. From mommy moves to making history, she's not just showing up, she's standing on business. What's that?
These are interesting words. I'm not sure that I like that I'm hearing them from the inside of my own head first.
We really shouldn't have gone to Dalton.
We really should not have.
Yeah. Or rather, when we came back from Dalton, the British government really should have quarantined us.
Yeah.
It's fine. I've been touching stuff. I've been licking stuff. It's all good.
I've been sneezing on everyone I see.
I went to a coughing party, which
I'm
was pretty fun.
I'm expelling spores.
Oh, yeah. I'm just running through Oxford Street with my arms lifted entirely in the air.
What I've been doing is I've been going to farms and I've been rolling around on the ground in the crops.
Uh-huh.
So here, inexplicably next in the Instagram post here, in quotes, they said there were 2 sides, ... But there's always a third. The truth. Bold, unapologetic, transformational. Tiffany redefines what it means to lead with purpose, and she's not backing down. Don't just watch the movement, be part of it. Pre-order the explosive book now. Be the first to hold the truth in your hands, August 2025.
Well, it sounds like I can't afford not to do that.
I mean, it's also, it's very Dalton to say, don't just watch, but be part of it.
Yeah.
That's very
Yeah.
The cover also is her in a white suit wearing some red bottom shoes, showing off the bottom, sitting in a white throne with gold trim on like a gold and black checkered floor in front of a staircase and some chandeliers. And it says standing on business in what I can only describe as the art of the deal font.
That's awesome.
I hope she gets the Trump pardon for whatever kind of thing she's got in trouble about. And I hope she gets to go to the White House. And I hope that we get to see a spore Trump. I hope that we get to see like a fungal Trump.
Yeah.
Here's what I think. I agree with almost everything you've said, November. I think, Trump pardon, go to the White House. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fungal Trump. I go one step further.
Fungal Trump, collective consciousness.
Collective consciousness. We're all one. All beings are rendered into one.
We're all speaking with one voice. We're saying president.
We're speaking with one voice, and it's this one. This is the official voice of humanity now. He looks terrible. He's not even assimilated. Little Zora, not even assimilated into the mold.
He's not even turning his eyes skyward and accepting his fate as part of the one.
He didn't accept the gift. He didn't accept the gift. We had it right there for him. Who wants Zoran to accept the gift? Boo, boo. They don't want him. They don't want him in the collective consciousness. They say he looks bad.
Trump's suddenly becoming extremely pro-migrant, trying to get as many people to come to the U.S. as possible.
Look, we've changed the citizenship application. You just have to lick an American. You find a great patriotic American and you give him a little lick. You give him a little lick and then you go somewhere wet and warm.
Yeah, I thought it was weird that I went to, I tried to fly into the U.S. and they helped me for a bit because they said there was something called an incubation period. I don't.
Sorry, Fungus Trump is now one of my favorite things to think about.
It's really good.
You gotta give it a lick. Sorry, I promise to stop.
You gotta stop.
We will never stop doing this is the thing.
No, of course not. This is now, I think we've generated a new list, which is the eternal callbacks. I think the fungus of Dalton is one of them.
Yeah, that's right.
So look, I'm going to say what I've been trying to get to for a long time. She should be poet laureate.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tremendous. Great idea.
There we go. That's my idea for Tiffany Henyard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Look, shall we, are we ready to talk about Wit Yedlichka?
Yeah, I bet.
I'm ready.
I have a feeling we'll go along.
Hey, just quickly, I'm going to hit myself in the head really, really hard so I forget how to pronounce Wit Yedlichka, okay? Uh-huh. And we're finally going to let Eleanor talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah!
Wow, what great items.
Yeah, that was an incredible municipal roundups by whoever did them.
Mm.
I've never heard such good items before. Goodness.
Hey, Eleanor, there you are.
Oh my God, hi, Eleanor.
Hey, Eleanor, oh my God, you've just been there the whole time.
That's right.
I had you muted. Sorry. November, I'm really shocked at your canonical ranking of the races, but you know what?
Yeah. What was strange to me is that Eleanor didn't talk the whole time we were doing them.
Almost as though we are going to be doing this in two parts out of order through the magic of editing.
That's right. Well, I don't know. I was just so shocked at where November put the melees that I guess I just had a lot of thinking to do.
I'm sure we'll cut that. It's fine.
So only we will know November's cannot. It's the eighth precept and it's just censored. It's just blank. The eighth precept is the canonical ranking of the races according to November Kelly is as follows.
Yeah, you can see that it's a table. It's like an attached Excel spreadsheet, but you can't open it.
You can see that number six has an asterisk, but you don't know what it's for.
Yeah, I am putting this on the list.
Okay.
Redacted ranking of races.
So look, we're talking to Eleanor today, not as a medievalist, but as someone who understands Czechia.
That's right.
As a bohemian.
I am that, you know.
We're cranking open a cold Pilsner Urquell.
A Pilsner
Urquell, and we are snapping into a hot klobasa.
Maddie, would you like a Pilsner with the ski dude, perhaps?
Look, she's off. She's gone. All right.
I'm sort of like, I'm not doing any better because I'm in my sort of mental Rolodex. I'm tabbing past the race rankings to think about things that I know that are Czech. And I'm coming back to, again, like, very nice beer. The infliction of like British stag do's on Prague.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twinks. And then
defenestration.
Correct. Defenestration, that's one of our big ones. The word tchotchke.
That's right.
That's
really?
Us.
Is it really not Yiddish?
Yeah, that's us. Well, yeah, yeah.
It feels like it feels
And also,
Yiddish.
The word dollar comes from taller because of the weights of silver that were sold from the mines.
I weirdly, and, one of the historical, in my neighborhood, one of the historical populations was Czech and Slovak, to the point where there still is the Bohemian Hall near me. And then also hilariously a bar that was called, in order, Zlata Praha when I moved here. Then it changed to Old Prague. And now it is called, and I am not joking, Irish Whiskey Bar.
Yeah, you know what? Finally, a bar whose naming conventions represent my actual genetic makeup. So it's fantastic. You know, it's like sometimes I'm with my dad's side, I'm being very Czech. Sometimes I'm with my mom's drinking whiskey. And that it's just, it's a beautiful culture in general.
Here's the thing, though. We have limited time, and we have a quote unquote mayor asterisk. Is he a mayor? I guess we'll decide by the end of the episode to discuss.
We have a science-based system to sort of interrogate like sort of cultural valence, and that is mayors, right? Because most cultures produce mayors, and we can sort of like derive, you know, knowledge from thinking about those mayors.
Absolutely.
So who we are talking about today, maybe I introduce this as part of the municipal roundup. I guess we'll find out. You'll find out earlier. We'll find out later. Is a man whose name I might not pronounce very well called Vit Jedlička.
So Vit Jedlička.
Vit Jedlička. There we go. See?
Good. That was really good. Yeah.
I got it the second time. Nailed it the second time. The thing to know about Vit is that he is an elder millennial first and foremost. He was born in 1983. This should structure everything else about him. He was of age at the Strokes, not MGMT. Right. So just
right. Got it.
Alter that accordingly.
Mm-hmm. This guy's thinking about Fabio Marizzi at all times.
But like every mayor, or quote unquote mayor, as the case may be, he has an origin story of why he decided to become the ruler of a 7 square kilometer piece of not disputed, but unclaimed territory between Croatia and Serbia, where every time he sets foot on the island, he's arrested by Croatian police.
Hell yeah. I love internecine Slavic squabbling. This is what we're best at. This is what we're built for, baby.
So, and here he is. I'm kind of taking a leaf out of Maddie's book for this one. This isn't my kind of mayor usually, but I was so inspired by the Grafton episode. And recently, this actually came across in the news for me because I follow Justin Sun, this guy who started this cryptocurrency company called Tron, which was then found to be like fraudulent. So he wasn't allowed to even like enter the United States again until he like bought enough Trump coin. Then he was like, okay, I can go back in.
Nice.
Tron, Justin Sun, was elected prime minister of this 7 square kilometer uninhabited island, of which Vit is the president and has been since 2015.
All right.
It's micronation time. Let's go. I'm so excited
for
this.
This is Damati zone. Yeah.
It is the third smallest, well, it's called Liberland actually. Because if I've watched so many, because this is an uninhabited island that is responsible for more YouTube videos per square meter than I think anywhere else in the world. Per square meter divided by permanent population. Basically,
it's just because of all the twinks that they import regularly. You know, you gotta keep it. We gotta keep some of the culture going.
Creating
all right?
a kind of like twink outer heaven here. I can't keep comparing certainly. Micronations to outer heaven, but like it keeps coming.
I mean,
to
you
me.
Can,
and yet you can. Yet you so can. Here we
and
are.
So look, and the reason I think, and the thing is, right? This guy Vit is a Czech libertarian who, and I think that you can't separate like the specific fact of like the post-Soviet Czech uber libertarian, like goes to like Herman Hoppe conferences, right? Like this is who this guy is.
Now that the communism is over, the government can't stop me from drinking 16 beers and taking heroin and driving my car directly into a wall full of explosives, right?
Like yeah, it's like this is a real type of guy for us. It's an incredible many such cases sort of deal in Czech, because we really struggle with dealing with, you know, the fallout of communism. And like, look, you know, your girl is a devoted communist, blah, blah, blah. Mm. But also several asterisks and caveats, which include the words "not like that." So like I understand where some of the brain damage is, but you don't really need to be going this hard, V. That's all I'm saying.
We were sending all kinds of freaks over the Iron Curtain. We sent Roger Scruton to check here, I'm pretty certain, to be like, check this shit out, personal freedom.
So like every mayor or quote unquote mayor, as the case may be here, Veet has an origin story. Gavin Newsom had his mop sink. Eric Adams had his Warriors gang. Rob Ford had his barbecues. And this is a quote on a profile of Veet from the New Statesman in 2016. He founded his country, quote unquote, in 2015. When Veet Jedlička was growing up in Czechoslovakia in the 80s, his father was removed from a cushy office job at the Institute of Weights and Measures and sent to work as a mechanic after losing favor with authorities for resisting Communist Party membership. After the Velvet Revolution in 1989, the elder Jedlička's fortunes rose and fell again. He was achieving the capitalist dream, owning several gas stations, when the central bank raised interest rates overnight in 1997, bankrupting the family business. So he was like,
hell yeah.
So basically, his view is socialism killed my family's fortunes twice because he believed that what the central bank did was all the same as what happened to his family in the 80s.
Yeah, the central bank blacklisted my dad.
Yeah.
I love to blame Václav Havel's government for being insufficiently capitalist. This is an absolutely bonkers take. I love it so much.
Yeah, this is, and the thing is, if look, I invite you to look up a photo of this man. Mm-hmm. If you want to look at what I can only describe as Eastern European crypto-libertarian Guy Fieri.
The thing that's incredible about my boy Veet here is that he looks like several of my relatives. but also, I can't stress how much this man is 1 year younger than me and looks somehow 17 years older. And now, to be fair, if I had regular access to Smažený sýr and like more than one type of Czech beer, I might also look this terrible. But, you know, maybe the Irish is in me is like really pulling it out of the bag here. That's all
he's,
I can
he's
say.
He's wearing the libertarian bow tie in one of
these.
Yeah,
he is. He has the physiognomy of a college assistant football coach.
I feel like he should speak with a really thick Alabama accent.
He should be the offensive coordinator for Auburn, is how he looks to me.
Yeah. I do love the libertarian bow tie as a specific thing of like, I'm going to be an individualist and I'm going to, you know, do something that separates me from the herd of sort of wage cucks. I'm going to get like a slightly different kind of neckwear.
Yeah, his Wikipedia photo looks like he is speaking at a gala that is about to be interrupted by the Joker.
Before I move on, I'm going to say he looks like someone who Rob Ford would have psychologically tortured as a conductor of football coach. But so he becomes a libertarian at the age of 13 after
rancid.
Reading. I know, right? He becomes a libertarian at the age of 13 after reading Frédéric Bastiat's The Law, which is like a French libertarian book written in 1850.
I like the graffiti. I like the art a lot, but like,
I mean, it. I gotta say, I guess this makes a refreshing change from it being the Fountainhead that did it.
Much more annoying in my view.
Yeah.
So what does he do? Right, he graduates. He as a stint working across several industries, he tries to set up like a sort of community Wi-Fi voluntarist association to show that like you don't need a state to provide phone lines. He was a member of an ordinary Czech right-wing party, the ODS, but then he joins the Free Citizens Party.
I was going to say, you're doing all of this amidst a sort of like Czech Republic at that time that is rapaciously privatizing all the stuff that used to be socialized.
Yeah.
And you're too weird to like cash in on that.
Yeah, correct.
I also just want to say, like, really quickly about the ODS, the Občanská demokratická strana, just so you know, like, for those paying attention. The thing that's really funny about the ODS is their whole shtick is that they're economically liberal, but they are, like, culturally conservative. So they're actually the opposite.
Dennis Duffy. It's exactly the Dennis Duffy. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's like they're opposite libertarians. They're like, no, like I want the ladies in the kitchen and I better not see a fucking gay, but like do anything that you want with the money. Like that side.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's the Grafton model, basically. by the way, you'll be happy to know that towards the end of this story, there are so many weird guys camping. And a lot of this becomes a story of weird guys camping and being like chased around by the police, like Benny Hill.
It's just really good to kind of lapse out of the no taxes, no women party.
Look, he finally answered the question, are women bourgeois? And the answer is no. Yeah, though, the answer is no, therefore get rid of them.
That's right. That's so right.
What he does in this sort of moment of sort of huge capitalist opportunity in Czechia, or Czech Republic as it was then, is he becomes the chairman of reformy.cz, a libertarian, COVID skeptic, Euroskeptic, like voluntary organization that's basically, from what I can tell, a YouTube channel. He becomes cool. A YouTuber.
It's cool when they put the...
Oh, that's so beautiful.
The domain name is the name of the organization. That's how you know it's really smart.
Hell yeah.
There's an amazing profile of him from 2024 that I quote quite a bit of sort of throughout this, because it just, he says so much. He loves talking. And there are tons of profiles of him, because I have read so many like scam crypto websites to put this together where they're like, you know, new opportunity to buy Libra coin, right? And you have to
God.
Show me the white paper, show me the tokenomics, what the fucking guy say. But like, you need to just, the only person who can get this guy to be sound as weird as he does is a normal person who's like, are you serious? Are you actually trying to do this? So, but the vision for the country dates back to his childhood. Jedlička said, I remember being on a train, age 13, looking out at all the fields of the country and just thinking, give me one of those.
Making grabby hands out the window.
You had that system. That was the system that made your father a mechanic.
To be fair, I would be really mad if I had to give up my like weights, my cushy weights and measures job. And this is why I would be under communism a like certified party woman, right? I wouldn't say shit about anything. I would keep my gray flannel suit on and I would go to work in the weights and measures every day. Like,
I mean, I think it's actually really hilarious to be like, I refuse to join the party while working for weights and measures, because you basically had to join the party to do fucking anything then. Like, I remember I had this like really tiresome lit prof when I was at Karlova for uni, and he was originally American, and like it was amazing. He would spend all of his time lecturing us about how all of our relationships were going to fail while making us read The Unbearable Lightness of Being. Incredible shit. Incredible shit. But he would spend all of his time being like, you know, I still have to work with people who are in the Communist Party. And it's like, yeah, no fuck, bro. Because like anyone who's over 40 at the moment had to join the party in order to get a job here. Like, why are you being such a weird hater? But it just kind of like was what it was. And he like wanted us to be really disgusted by that. But instead I was like, can I go now? And will you please stop talking to me about your divorce?
So basically like that, this is why, Eleanor, what you just said, this is why I'm like, something else must have been going on with the dad. Something else must have been going on.
Mm-hmm. Being the kind of weird, like not joining the party for like principled reasons, maybe, but like chiefly crank affect ones, to be like, yeah, but I'm not going to do it though. You know, I'm just going to standardize the weights and measures.
I'm standardizing. I'm so free. Like these standards, they need to be free from like a communist interference. I don't get it.
Specifically, not doing something that you have to do that is like so normalized that it's just boring. And it's sort of like, yeah, but I don't want to get a driver's license, you know?
Exactly. Mm. Yeah.
Well, I think like this is also, he could have been like, no, like Garry Kasparov is just like, all history was invented by the Vatican before 1500.
Fomenko's false time theory.
Yeah.
Like there were, there's that, the one person who believes that all orchestras have been playing slightly out of tune and it's been driving everyone crazy. Like maybe his dad just had one insane belief about like what a gram should be.
He was Lyndon LaRouche. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell
oh, yeah,
yeah.
It's Lyndon LaRouche who believes they've all been playing out of tune.
Yeah.
Sorry. I forgot that he, if there's a crazy belief, there's a 30% chance it's just him. Any one belief. Yeah. But this is who he is. This is where he comes from. And he's like this libertarian YouTuber, essentially, who's just like, I've wanted to have a little field I was the king of. And so what happens is in the early 2010s, when he's like, you know, doing his YouTube stuff and he's a member of the Free Citizens Party, he and his friends are sitting in a pizza place browsing a list of unoccupied territories in Wikipedia.
All right. Yeah, cool. Yeah. Dudes rock. Yeah. What can I say?
And then,
yeah.
Look, honestly, that's like the most relatable thing about him, in my opinion.
That's like half the reason like we're like this is the compulsive Wikipedia browsing. Oh, Wikipedia right now. I'm like 2/3 of the way deep into list of Jesuit sites. Why am I doing that? I don't know.
I love looking at sort of map oddities. Everyone knows this of me.
Yeah.
Right? I'm a huge map oddities fan.
Mm-hmm. Map guy.
Yeah. But look, so this is the map oddity that he looked at, which is, again, a name I think I might mispronounce. Gornja Siga. It is a 7 square kilometer, so bigger than Monaco and the Vatican City, but smaller than any other microstate in Europe, island on the Danube. Now, there was, in the 19th century, back when this was all controlled by one country, right back when this was the Austro-Hungarian Empire, they were like, all right, we're going to straighten the Danube to like ease river trade, right? So, and then that changed the border between like the provinces of Croatia and Serbia, but it didn't really matter, right? Because it was all one empire. And then after Yugoslavia broke up, Serbia ended up basically it was a situation where if Croatia wanted to demand that the border reverted back to the winding path that it used to take, right? Because it would lose Gornja Siga, but it would gain like 3 times as much territory, right? So they're like, no, we do not want Gornja Siga. Whereas Serbia is like, fuck off. We don't want Gornja Siga. We want this 3 times as much territory. So
obviously,
you know, so you got your island in my river and so on. So basically no one wants, everyone is at this island is a loser prize. Right. No one wants this island.
Right? Consolation Island.
Yeah. now on Fox. No one wants this island. So Viet was like, I want this island.
Yeah. Give me the field. Give me the field. Yeah. Give me the island. Mm-hmm. I will turn this 7 square mile island into Singapore.
Yeah. Not even square miles, square kilometer. It's so small.
Oh my God. Oh,
also, here's the other thing about it is that it's on a floodplain, so it floods regularly.
I can't stress how much I do not want like the piece of land that Serbs don't want. Like I realize I'm getting deep in the woods with the Slavicisms.
Arcane racisms.
I'm allowed to do this. Yeah. No one can pronounce my fucking last name, so I'm allowed to have biases against the Serbs, which, to be clear, all Slavs do. So,
that's reflected in the Excel document as well.
I'm out here like, I do not think they were first to use forks, baby. I want that on record, okay?
Jedlicza basically was having this conversation in a pizzeria looking at Wikipedia. He said, we had several meetings in a pizzeria going through a shopping list of unclaimed lands. And he said, look, we all agree that what we want is we want to start the freest country on the planet where all taxation is voluntary. I'll explain the economy later. And all democratic processes are powered by the blockchain.
Oh, hell yeah. I don't even understand what that means, but neither does Viet. So,
you're gonna run this on a lightly flooded field, effectively. This is Glastonbury, more or less. Or like Burning Man. It's wet Burning Man.
Hold that thought on Burning Man. You know what? I'm just going to jump into it. What? No, they have an annual Burning Man called Floating Man.
Oh my fucking God. Dude.
In Liberland. So it's not on Liberland. It's in a Serbian town across from Liberland. Because whenever Viet Jedlicka goes to Liberland, he gets arrested.
Hell yeah.
By the Croatian police. The Serbs don't give a shit. They're like, well, we don't care. Do whatever you want with this island. We don't want it. But the Croats are like, no, this is impinging on our sovereign territory. So even though we don't want this island, we have to keep you off of it. There's so many stories.
If you think about this, right, being a Croatian border guard or a Croatian police officer whose job is to guard the island that you don't want, that's the equivalent of being forced to become a mechanic now.
You have to guard the island you don't want against Czechia's most annoying man.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever read, I'm going to make a reference to a proto piece of cosmic horror right now, but have you ever read Algernon Blackwood's The Willows?
I have not.
Okay.
No, I have not.
So it whips. It's a really great horror story, like short story. And it takes place on a sandy little island in the middle of the Danube, where kind of like cosmic beings are punching through from other dimensions. And like these canoeists are worried that they're going to get killed. And I just can't stop thinking about that right now, because it's like, you know, Yeet wants to like reenact. He's like, yeah, except the Willows was cool as shit, actually. And like, let's do it and hold a festival there.
Danube Rim.
In 2015, Jedlička, April 13th, excuse me, 2015, Jedlička, on Thomas Jefferson's birthday, who's his favorite founding father.
Oh
again, most That's annoying Czech guy. Went to this island with his girlfriend and two other friends, and together they planted the flag, like ANCAP flag, basically.
I was going to ask which flag? Did he design a flag for that?
Yeah, what's the flag?
They do have a flag.
Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
It is an ANCAP flag, but with a coat of arms on it of an apple tree and then a bird flying to the sun.
Are there any apple trees on this island?
I think this might be a rowan tree. Sorry, I'm looking it up right now. Like, I mean, the Czechs, we're getting esoteric. We're in the weeds. We love a forest, okay?
BalkanCountries.fandom.com looking at the flag. I'm not joking.
It's not the best flag I've ever seen. It is giving sort of like Holy Roman Empire gore. You know, this is a free city that has split off the when it shouldn't have done, you know?
Yeah.
So basically, and then he's like, well, I don't want to be president. But then he was made president by a 3-0 vote of the other three.
He refused the crown 3 times.
He only refused it the once. I think that's why Liberland didn't go so well after this.
Refusing the crown from an electorate of 3 guys all wearing pork pie hats and bow ties.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I'm waiting for the 3 guys to vote, but since it's on the blockchain, it takes like 7 hours for their votes to process.
So you might ask, what actually is on Liberland? What is actually on this island?
I am asking.
Please.
This is from like this long profile, which I'm going to read quite a bit of because there's so many quotes that I just can't not share. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's a guy who loves to say something and I have to tell you what he said. So. The only structure on Liberland, the only thing, is an abandoned fishing hut.
Hell yeah.
Did they gather in the fishing hut to elect this man?
Yeah, do you mean the presidential residence?
He has had 10 years to make this place real. And so far what he has is fishing hut, abandoned, (1).
You know what? Like this is obviously the most organized ANCAP I've ever seen. Like this is actually way better than you usually get.
But it has embassies, like there are buildings that it rents around the world, doesn't own. It does rent buildings around the world. It issues passports for $10,000.
It's issued tens of
thousands of passports to people.
Oh, that's grim.
These cannot be legal documents. I can't,
of course they're not.
I can't fucking, visit Malaysia on the fucking Liberland passport. No, what am I doing? No.
Can I tell you where you can visit on the Liberland passport? Or rather, places where it's likely that at some point you'll be able to visit on the Liberland passport.
I'm holding out hope for Argentina.
Okay, obviously. Okay, November basically got the free space in bingo. Okay, Maddie, there are 3 countries that you might be able to visit with the Liberland passport.
Okay.
What do you think is another one? We have actually talked about one of them.
Have we?
Yes.
On this episode or previously?
On previous episodes. Eleanor, buzz in if you think you know.
Is it Honduras?
No, it's El Salvador.
El Salvador. You know, they love this shit down there, don't they? Yeah. So, yeah.
Is it gonna be like a wild card, like North Korea or something?
No, unfortunately, it's Somaliland.
Oh, come on, Somaliland. All right, okay.
Unexpected member of the Libertarian International, but welcome nonetheless.
They're a very expected member of the we should be allowed to just declare ourselves a state caucus.
I guess so, yeah.
It's more of the, we think you should be able to just declare a state caucus rather than the Libertarian International.
This is a remarkably cheap looking passport, I have to say. I'm just looking at this now.
It costs $10,000.
You can get a diplomatic one, no less. If you suck up to this guy enough, I guess you can get like a diplomatic passport off of him.
They have a national anthem, which I'm going to send to Sam to play a little of, and which I'm going to share in the chat here.
Ooh, Kaprel,
please.
All right, let's see.
I'm going to listen. It's called Free and Fair.
Born from the river where the
eagle flies. Oh, this sucks shit.
This sucks so bad. Trees stand tall beneath the wine. Why is it so twee?
This is it, very much like made by, this is libertarian folk music.
Yeah, this is Tomorrow Belongs to Us for crypto guys. Or Tomorrow Belongs to Me, whatever the
tomorrow
fucking song.
Tomorrow Belongs to Me, yeah.
It is
disturbingly Czech, actually. Like, I could be like, this does sound like what my corniest people would do. Because we are an outdoorsy people. And kind of like leading with the river and leading with like, oh, there's hawks in the sky and stuff. Like, you must understand that. Like, so our national anthem is called Kedum of Moy, which means like, oh, where is my home? And it's like, oh, where is my beautiful home? Like through the forests and over the hills. Where and it fucking, and it sucks. It's a really bad national anthem. And this is a lot like a modern version of that.
You wouldn't be surprised to know that the songwriter herself described it as like Joni Mitchell channeling Milton Friedman.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, girl.
It also has two cryptocurrencies, a Liberland dollar, which is legal tender, and then a Liberland merit, which you use to vote.
You spend it where? In the fishing huts? On what?
Unclear.
Supplies.
Okay.
Items.
That doesn't stop people from buying it and basically giving Yedlichka real money for this. This is going to be a pattern.
I guess maybe you buy it and then you go to one of their embassies that they rent that isn't recognized by anyone and you buy like some crap from them, some gewgaws.
Well, yeah. You could use it to, for example, well, like one of the things that they have is they're like, they keep on holding, I'm sorry, I'm going to get to it. There's too much and I'm okay, too excited okay, okay, and I'm bringing right, it too go, far
okay,
forward.
Okay.
He's appointed government ministers, of whom Justin Sun is one, which is hilarious to me. But he says, also, we're going to have the world's first blockchain judicial system where policing is outsourced to ordinary citizens and organized through an app.
Oh, okay, cool. So he's going to just do the posse comitatus. I love being medieval. This is great.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Basically, it's like anytime a crime happens, an auction immediately goes up as to who's going to go and like stop the crime.
Oh, I love it. It's like you have to raise the hue and cry, but like you also have to actually bid on that. This whips. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's cool. Again, to be clear, none of this is ever real. This is still just an empty island. All of this is just to sell Liberland dollars.
I was going to say, like, I was going to call this LARPing, but that's an insult to LARPers because LARPers actually organize things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's an L in LARP for a reason.
Absolutely. But they're out there LARPing.
Yeah. For the moment, though, this haven for wild boar that lies between Serbia and Croatia is hard to reach. My journey with the president had begun 3 days before, 500 miles away in Prague, where we had breakfast at a hotel. Yedlichka said with a grin, please forgive my Liberland accent.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Get out. Boo! 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 Boo!
Tomato, tomato. Any suggestions? So he also the interviewer quite reasonably asked, hey, is this a crime? Is this for crimes? Is this a tax haven? And Yedlichka says what he says all the time when he's asked this question. He has said this one sentence. I have read it in at least 10 separate interviews with him for years. I hate when I have to occupy the mind of these people. And I love doing the podcast is freeing myself from having to live in his head. We're not a tax haven, he said. We're a tax heaven.
Outer haven.
A tax out of heaven, yeah.
So people contribute as much as they want, and then they get merits in return. So you basically, instead of being taxed, you
this
buy
is a gift
how
shop.
Much-
it's a gift shop based economy in so many ways.
So they heard you talk about Treatler, and they wanted.
So it's like, hey, you want to pay a lot of taxes. You can get a lot more say in how the place is governed because you'll have more votes, basically. Sitting behind his desk at Liberland's first embassy next to the Czech Republic's Minister of Foreign Affairs, he suggested we fly to the country, summoning the quote-unquote official pilot, a businessman who has a private plane.
Hell yeah.
I'm Air Force One, the pilot/businessman said.
I'm hearing that. Sorry, I'm just hearing that in the Ralph Wiggum voice. Air Force One.
It doesn't have an airstrip on it, though, does it? So you can't...
Thank you, November.
Are horrible at keeping it up.
Wheat Jedlicka is not allowed to go on to Liberland.
I feel like he would become dangerously powerful if he had access to a helicopter, but instead he has the far weirder thing of having access to a plane, but not a helicopter.
And as far as I don't know much about planes, but not like a big, not like a private jet. This is like a sort of
like
prop
a Cessna.
Plane.
It looks like a Cessna. Yeah.
He's the presidential Cessna.
I think if you're willing to commit to this, you could get to that island, right? You could parachute onto that island and you're floating down, a bunch of like bored Croatian border guards are like looking up at you, just like, stop that.
Yeah.
Get down here.
I need to know, is it a good thing when your theoretical country is actually so small that you can't actually support a runway for the plane? Is like, yes or no? I know.
So here's the thing. In 2022, they've released a plan as to how to deal with that. And I am going to get there when I get there because I don't want to spoil it.
I have a prediction.
That's great.
I have a prediction.
Yes, Maddie.
Every time they parachute, and then they have a use for the old fishing shack, and that's used parachute storage.
Bang.
Perfect.
Maddie for, I don't even know, babe.
Like, Secretary of the Interior.
There you go. Yes.
There we go.
The interior of the hut.
but then Jedlicka chose to drive. While piloting a hulking Chrysler Aspen 4x4 in a mad dash, the president gripped his phone tightly and never stopped looking at it.
Yeah, I mean, you and me both.
Like Rob
All right.
Ford. He wouldn't stop texting while driving. He was conference calling with builders trying to erect the nation's first house in Jefferson Square at the heart of Liberland, which didn't get built, and with an American legal expert trying to build legitimacy for the country in the United Nations. His mother also called.
I am a Minka.
It's worse that he's trying. Because when you told me about the fishing hut, I was like, okay, this is just a dumb side project for the guy. He's not really like serious about it. But he's like actually trying to like, he's on the phone all the time trying to like uncut gems, like parlay this into getting a building built that isn't just full of used parachutes.
Yeah.
Then that's way sadder.
So like, look, I think with this guy, having occupied his mind now for about a week, I can tell you that it's both. Because he is an arch crypto libertarian, he is unable to distinguish between I am running a scam where people give me money for nothing and it will never be delivered, and also I am building the future of democracy. Both of those things are completely true for him.
Yeah,
I mean, I think that is how they think, right? It's like you can't have the one without the other, because I think ultimately the way they think is that democracy is a scam anyway, because you never know, like something might happen, like a woman votes and then it's all over. Yeah,
it's not even bourgeois.
He fielded another call from his Minister of Justice about Croatia's habit of banning people from its territory, including Jedlicka, who is told he cannot go to Croatia for 5 years because of extremist activity.
Okay, I want you to understand that for Slavs being told we can't go to Croatia, this is like a fate worse than death, okay? Like, this is, for us, like, this is like where we go on holiday. It would be like telling someone from Essex that they're not allowed to go to, like, Marbella or something. Mm. It's like, this is a deep injustice to us.
So he basically, most of these calls about, was trying to commission people to build an app, which would be a market for different jobs that people could bid for online, right? So he's driving, by the way, at this time, 160 kilometers an hour while talking on the phone and also talking to this this interviewer. And he describes, he says, say I'm dealing with some incident, a heart attack, a wild boar attack, aggression by the Croatian police, and I need help. You would have people bidding. It would be like an open auction for all activity in Liberland.
No, I'm sorry. It's just so Czech, the wild boar attack thing. Like, this is like so fucking real, right? Like, I used to live in Moravia for a while and I was like on an archaeological dig, and one of the first things we had to learn was like how to evade wild boars.
Yeah, how do you evade a wild boar?
So in this instance, because we were like in a forested area where there were some trees that had been harvested, they had like built fences around them to stop the wild boars from kind of like tusking them down. So you had to like run for the fences and jump over them.
Oh.
This guy, on the other hand, doesn't even have any fences.
He doesn't have any fences. He's got zero bitches. He's got zero fences. Like, I mean, how is he going to deal with this wild boar attack?
Having to run into the Danube every time I see a boar.
Unfortunately, he does, in fact, have zero bitches. That does factor into this later. His girlfriends keep leaving him.
Oh, that's wild. I can't.
Also, I just love the idea that you're like, okay, I'm being attacked by a wild boar. Time to set up an online auction for who's going to help me.
On the blockchain. Don't worry. Like, yeah. Someone will get there in 9 hours. It's fine.
Or best offer.
Yeah, I heard blockchain. And I
when the transaction clears, I will have been dead for 6 hours. So I also asked him, this is the profiler again, about Zhimin Qian, a Chinese international fugitive who has talked openly about becoming Liberland's queen before police seized her illicit Bitcoin investments. Yedlichka said, I've never heard of her because we don't have any royal family and we're not a haven for criminals. We're the cleanest possible nation. We have the smallest number of criminals per capita in the world. Which is, again, because there's no one there.
I was going to say, it's only boars. It's just the boars yeah. that are criminals.
Boars, very low crime rates.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. also, it's like, look, our prime minister was wanted for an administrative yeah. offense, and then those charges were dropped by the Trump yeah. administration. Checkmate.
And, liberal. Of course, the boars have established standards for community care that we're, you know, we should really model.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so,
Liberland may not have any royals, but the post of first lady has been vacant since the incumbent, Yedlichka's girlfriend and mother of two sons, left him. He said, aww. It's very difficult as we accelerated faster. I've tried to be a good father, but I've been too preoccupied with the affairs of state.
Oh, damn. Like, I love this. The whole what would you do for a passport angle. And then she's like, Liberland? What the fuck? Like,
you know, like, no, hell no. By the way, this is no longer from that piece. But at the same time, and by the same token, Liberland has an official policy banning all Syrian refugees from entering.
Oh, that, okay. Oh, yeah. Course. All right. Look, spicy. I was wondering when it would come. Yeah. There is a not small subset, like a subsect of our people who are just, and I cannot stress this enough, so fucking racist, right? Yeah. Like, ooh, buddy. And like, it was bound to get there. We were bound to get there at some point in time.
Racist yeah. and not even in a fun way, like against Slovenians.
He said, Yelichka said this was because Syrian refugees do not, quote, agree with Liberland's libertarian values.
Yeah, well, neither do I, bitch, but, you yeah. know, so.
So, the other thing is, if he goes onto the island, which he has now given up trying to do, he goes to jail. Mm-hmm. Every time.
How many times has he been arrested? Do we know?
Six.
This goes so hard. Hell yeah.
Riley, your heading in the notes is incredible here. And I'd just like you to read it.
If you go onto Gornja Siga, you will be put into Croatian jail, which is a place Wit Jelicka loves to go. He loves Croatian jail.
We're not off this island in 10 minutes. In the next 10 minutes, we're all going to Croatian prison.
So Croatia, you know, they say, oh, it's a joke and stuff. Like, but they also, they're like, this is stupid. They hate it. They hate it so much.
it's like trademark enforcement, right? Like, if you're going to have a border, if you're going to have a border police, you are kind of obligated to take this shit seriously, even when you don't want to, which I think is a beautiful trick to play on a state.
It's like, remember, Nova, how we used to watch auditing videos I loved the auditing videos.
Guys like walking around and like bothering cops, being like, it's not illegal for me to do this. It's not illegal for me to do this. I'm not touching you. It's not illegal.
Exactly. Well, this is him. He exists to do that with the Croatian border police because he always will like go right up to Liberland on a jet ski. And then just like wave to everybody who's camping on there. And then the Croatian police are just like, start shaking their fists at him. And he's like, okay, I'm going.
It's like European like border enforcement. It's like 99.9% of it is doing like a green border shit to refugees. And it's just horrific and criminal, right? And it's like absolutely blood soaked. And then 0.1%. is watching a libertarian in a bow tie clinging onto a quadcopter as it tries to land him on an island you don't even want.
I mean, what I love about this is that, like, the Croatians of our beautiful Slavic family, they're like probably one of the more serious states that there is. Like, you know, Poland, that's a real ass state, you know, but like Croatia, because that's the one that all the Westerners visit. Mm. And so, you know, they want to be taken seriously. And instead, they're like, shaking their fist at the Lichka on a fucking jet ski. And they're like, no, come on, we're just trying to like get everyone to come visit beautiful Dubrovnik. You know, it's just, this is actually perfect. And this is so Slavic.
So he also said, there's this element where you have to take over the territory, but it doesn't mean you have to start a war. Our idea is to do it without a single injury or conflict. going on to call it a quote. He then goes on to call it, quote, a Gandhi style operation.
Gandhi would have loved, RIP Gandhi, you would have loved what he relied on.
The original tier one nonviolent operator, Gandhi.
Yeah.
Sweet.
He also said of his escort in El Salvador, in El Salvador, we had four beautiful ladies with machine guns as our official escort. They drove us through terrible traffic. It was very fun.
Great. Cool.
Had a good time.
Yeah.
He has the mind of a dog is the thing.
So here's the other thing, Maddie, earlier you said, hey, it's weird that you're creating a country that's so small it can't have an airstrip. What's your plan to have like enough people that there's meaningful economic activity there? I will now tell you the answer.
Mm.
And you have to remember, back in 2022, right? Back in 2022, this was the plan they had. Try and just close your eyes, remember 2022.
I'm remembering
Nova, especially, remember what we were talking about on TF in 2022.
Oh, God. So, what were we talking about?
Was
it like the monkey pictures and everything? Was that 2022?
No. Oh,
okay.
This is something else. No, I'll make it a little more obvious. Nova, there's a thing we were talking about on TF in 2022 that would have solved the problem of how do you have tons of people live in an island so small, in an island country so small that it can't support an airstrip? The metaverse.
Huh. Yes. Okay.
The metaverse.
Fuck you.
Fuck.
Boo!
Okay.
Boo!
I thought they were going to start doing like external colonization and start seasteading the Danube, right? And start putting them in the pods. Yes. Yeah, you know?
No, you're thinking of Prospera because that's what Prospera did in Honduras.
Yeah.
No. This is an article from Euronews in 2022. By partnering with Zaha Hadid Architects to create a metaverse, Liberland is creating a space for thousands of its inhabitants to meet without having to travel to that as yet uninhabited piece of land, especially as it's a safer option for would-be citizens, as they are not exposed to the threat of arrest by Croatian police.
But then you're not there, Yeet. Then you're not there.
I'll pause it. The police cannot tackle me about the legs if I don't have them.
And also, this is like, Zaha Hadid keeps getting involved in this stuff because she hired this guy, Patrick Schumacher, who is obsessed with like microstates. And so that's why all of the microstates, whether it's Prospera or like Sea Pods or this, all have the same aesthetic because it's this one guy at Zaha Hadid Architects who's like, I will do this pro bono because I want to see more microstates. So it's all just him. That was their solution that in 2022, which is, the country's already on the blockchain. Let's put it in the metaverse. We don't even need the island.
Yeah, well, then you don't need the island. Like then Liberland is just a state of mind. So like,
yeah, but then Liberland's just a website. It has to also have territoriality because they're obsessed with the Montevideo Convention of what a state is.
Uh-huh.
Because again, let's like, this is the ultimate libertarian thing of being like, rules are magic, and if you you can use them to trick the powerful, and then they will just bow. Right? Because libertarians don't understand power. And so they were like, Croatia, everyone has to recognize us diplomatically because we fulfill the three characteristics of a state, which is that no one else claims this land. It has a permanent population and enforces laws. And then you go and you basically are like, Croatian border guard. I see you have not considered my argument. And you just get a truncheon in the head.
Yeah, I was going to say that I thought that what libertarians like to do is like suck shit and not accomplish anything. But I guess they're doing both at the same time. So, hey.
Hey, look, I think Grafton, New Hampshire is a great place to go if you want to do suicide by bear.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
Whereas this is like suicide by boar.
Yeah. Or der guard. So one of Liberland's biggest selling points, so this is like on to now, it's like white paper, right? It's that, and this is a Lidlička's idea.
You can voluntary meet a lot of really angry Croatians.
One of their selling points is if you want to meet angry Croatians, this is the place to do it. But it's voluntary taxation, right? So he's like, hey, locate, like register your business. Fuck Ireland, right? Apple should register in Liberland. Instead of paying 10% taxes in Ireland as required by law, you can pay, I don't know, $1 million in taxes here, and we're fine with that in Liberland because we're an uninhabited island. And so he's like, hey, and this is again where he says tax haven, not tax haven, but a tax heaven. So it's like citizens get merits in exchange for paying taxes. The more you pay, the more you get. Jedlička says this currency is exchanged for shares in Liberland, and then you become a shareholder in the community, right? So that's how voluntary taxation works, which means it doesn't.
Yeah, okay, great.
What's happening mostly is that people are using Liberland merits to gamble.
Nice,
basically.
Okay, all right. Now, now we're talking. Token. Great.
So what this is mostly is another couple of things, which is number one, making money off of people getting these worthless Liberland passports. It costs like $10,000 to get one. Accumulating Bitcoin because people buy Liberland currency and merits and stuff, and they use that money to just buy Bitcoin and then just make money on Bitcoin. And then going on the libertarian crypto speaking circuit. This guy cannot stop speaking at crypto events, and people fucking love him.
No, that's why he's got so many bow ties, dude. You gotta have a different one for every event.
Yeah. Like, I'm about to give
How frustrated do you think he is that he's not allowed to do that on like a diplomatic passport from Liberland?
Oh, I bet he tries every time.
Oh, yeah. Just waggling his eyebrows. Check this shit out. I got a diplomatic passport. I'm like, no, fine, I got to check.
Imagine how awesome it was when El Salvador accepted his diplomatic passport for him.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this is the fantasy came true for him. Yeah.
Yeah, he absolutely came in his pants at that moment. I know this to
be true.
He's
putting the diplomatic plates on the quadcopter that's carrying him around. That'd be nice.
So, basically, they have this cryptocurrency. So basically, I'm gonna give you another cursed sentence.
Please.
I need you to all hold on for this one. This is an interview Vit did after a blockchain nation building app hackathon in Tel Aviv.
No. I feel like I've just suffered a series of sequential head injuries, like in the Raid 2.
Every word worse than the last one.
Yeah. Absolutely not. No.
That's the sentence equivalent of Penchak Salat.
Yeah.
I just hit November with a combo. So they have the Liberland dollar, which is a Solana token used as currency. No, they don't accept any fiat currency there. And Liberland merits, which are used for voting but can also be bought and sold. So there's a Liberland congressman, Evan Luthra, who is a crypto influencer. All these guys are fucking crypto influencers. He says you can bid for anything for any value on the Liberland app. And they run on a budget of about $1 million per year to like maintain all the various digital services. But also you can lease assets for free. So for example, their embassy, quote unquote, in Washington, D.C., is leased to the country for free. And then they just get, that person gets cryptocurrency, essentially. Also, just quickly, I'm noting that Eleanor is timing out.
I am. Yeah. Sorry. Okay.
So look, I'll transition from this to the post Eleanor.
Finally.
Come on.
Woo.
You shouldn't say the word. You know not to say
big
the word.
Big naturals.
Every time you say the word transition, it's like Pee-wee's Playhouse in here. It's just going to be that way forever.
The lowest effort.
Here's lowest the secret fruit. Word. So, okay. I will change to the next area.
Finally.
So, okay. I'll come back in. All right. So look, this is, Eleanor has been such a wonderful guest for us for the Czech portion of the Liberland discussion. Eleanor, thank you so much for coming on. We're going to finish up, but check out We're Not So Different.
That's
in
right.
my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. Check us out at We're Not So Different. And if you're interested in our latest project with the good people at American Prestige, welcome to the Crusades. We got 11 great episodes about the First Crusade so that you can make fun of right-wing chuds more effectively. And at the moment, it's only $8 for all of that. So imagine what you could learn about the Crusades.
There'll be links in the show notes.
Perfect. So basically, this is from the hackathon in Tel Aviv on the nation-building blockchain app party. Mm. So why did you decide to use your own currency? Why not use an existing one? He said, we're using the existing crypto from the very beginning. Liberland merits are basically tokens, but they have multiple uses. If you stake them, become their share in Liberland. But you can vote with it, you can make decisions, and it becomes your invested collateral in the justice system. Then he's asked, should poor people not get a say in the running of a state? to which Jedlička says, well, the poor have two things. They're citizens, and they also have to have the minimum state amount of merits to be citizens. That's 5,000 merits, which gives
them
the
tax,
right.
That's a tax. This guy's sold out libertarianism, deserves to be eaten by bears.
Which gives them right to vote as a citizen to veto decisions by the government. But positive decisions, we want only to be created by more, like people who hold more merits. So basically, if you hold less than 5,000 merits, you're an unperson. You're no one. You've not bought citizenship. If you hold 5,000 or more, 5,000 merits, you get like a vote in vetoing stuff. But if you have more, like some like large amount more, then you get to actually propose agendas and say, here's what we're going to do. So you say, but what if you don't want to pay taxes? Aren't you worried that the country will fall over? And he says, no, I'm not worried about that.
Oh.
Taxes in Liberland are voluntary, and it's a matter of reputation and a decision to actively take part in the decision-making process. I think it's about time there was a system of governance based on voluntarism, not based on the fact that you give certain people in society the right to take money from the rest of the group. That will optimize the amount of government that you have and will create an additional value because we're introducing the voluntarism into the relationship between this government and the citizen. So it's like, it's about time the rich finally got to avoid taxes.
This is the kind of innovation that libertarianism can bring the world. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very funny that every time they try to create any kind of society, they have all of these big ideas and they're assuming that Microsoft is going to set up shop there any day, but it just gets overrun by some kind of dangerous wild animal. So they say, okay, what about roads in Liberland? And it's like, we don't need very many roads, but yes, we're expecting this to be built by private investors. We're forbidden directly by the Constitution from organizing healthcare. So it's like, not only is there no state healthcare, it is forbidden. It's not allowed.
This is so funny that libertarians are always doing this because it's like, we already had private roads. They already did that. We did that once as a planet and it didn't work and nobody liked it, right?
Yeah, it didn't work very well. We had that in Britain with railroads. Guess what? That didn't work very well.
It's just like, this is like the libertarian thing is just like, we're going to reinvent society and then they end up back at exactly where we started because it turns out a lot of stuff has already been thought about for a long time.
So what's happened? So this is all like the Liberland as it was designed by Yedlichka, right? This guy who's like constantly getting arrested, frequently getting broken up with, and just never actually going to the place that he's the ruler of, just bouncing from conference to conference giving speeches. They recently elected Justin Sun as prime minister. This was last year. That doesn't matter because he's allowed back in the US again, so he doesn't give a shit about Liberland anymore. But he said on his election, he said, just as the Vatican City represents a central spiritual authority for Catholics, Liberland will be the Vatican of the libertarian movement.
You know, I hate these people that think that having Liberland will make libertarians safe for the world over, but I am a staunch believer in the libertarian diaspora. I don't think we need it.
If you bid for it, it is no dream. My vision is to build upon this foundation of libertarian principles that form the essence of our nation. So they also, because this is like, basically this is a hype thing, right? Mm-hmm. This is all about generating and building hype.
Mm-hmm.
Never actually going onto the island. They also like, they just host like festivals and parties in the nearby Serbian town across the river. So they've held now 8 annual floating man festivals, which is like Burning Man, but for Liberland people.
Do not try and float across the river to the thing. Otherwise, you will float downstream.
The floating man has been arrested.
Every year they arrest the floating man.
Just being fished out by Croatian like river patrol with a big net.
Yeah, you're hiding in the floating man. But it's more than just a festival. It's a convergence of innovation, freedom, and community. Expect inspiring talk, cultural performances, and workshops on e-governance with plenty of time to connect for fellow libertarians from around the world. Now, that is all of what it says it's supposed to do, right?
Uh-huh.
And Witt is still, right now, he's organizing Floating Man 2025. He's being like, oh yeah, now the app is just around the corner. Like, Liberland is always just around the corner, right? And it has been for 10 years. It is crazy. So what I wanted to do
went
on to Reddit because there are so many libertarian Reddits where people are like, fuck it, I'm going to start like contracting for my like ambulance service and I'm going to build a competing road or whatever.
Of
right?
course.
It's full of these guys.
Yeah.
Inevitably, they go to someplace like this and they're like, what if this sucks? This is just an island full of wild boars and I'm being arrested. So I have a few reviews of people. And again, this is from like the last few months, right? Of people who have tried to go there. This is from Groin Missile. It's just a name.
It's just a name.
Uh-huh. So Groin Missile says, the idea of Liberland is kept alive by Vit and his brown shirts as a money-making scam. $10,000 for an unusable and an unrecognized passport that allows him to travel the world, sell a non-existent dream, and always, from his Instagram, stay in the finest hotels. Well, I just saw hippies LARPing as settlers. Vit is banned from the area from the Croatian side, and anyone who disagrees with any of those guys on any level is fully excommunicated. So he's also a tyrant. He's a libertarian tyrant.
I guess going this country is a scam is something that libertarians are kind of already primed to do, but in this case, they might be right.
Yeah. So 5 months ago from Emo Sandwich. It's really unfortunate that Veet blows all the Liberland money on spas and resorts. When I considered working for Liberland a year ago and I applied, I noticed he was always in a spa or lounging around at a luxury hotel. Why didn't he invest that money in Liberland? They could easily have built a marina in the Apatin. Apatin is in Serbia. The village in Serbia is nearby. Free trade zone, or at least buy Ark Village, which is like the Liberland building in Apatin that they just rent. It's like the offices of Liberland, everything there, based in this little village, is in this like rented eco-modernist building that they don't buy because Vit Jedlička is too busy going on like luxury spa holidays.
They're renting so they can keep open the pivot to Georgism if they need to.
So I tried to get him to give me a straight answer on whether they own the Ark as their private property, but he always lied or evaded the question. But I found out they just rent it, which is more expensive. Actually, owning some physical property would be a great investment instead of blowing it all in vacations and rental facilities. He's rude, arrogant, and constantly exposes his friends and family to danger and offers stability and security to no one. He also criticizes the mother of his children as a lazy gold digger while he lays around in a spa all day, and his new fiance won't stick around long enough either.
I think part of the problem here is your country being small enough to have like to be reviewable on Google Maps, you know?
Yeah.
Like some sort of
your whole country shouldn't be encompassed in a Reddit post.
Yeah, the kind of the Glassdoor rating for my country is very bad.
So here's the last one. Prevaker Mark II. So this is Mark II of Prevaker.
Thanks.
Don't even get me started on Liberland. Liberland broke my heart. It made me immensely cynical. The idea originated in my country and a huge crowd was ready. We were discussing what either of us can do or make. Who will be a machinist? Who will be a roofer, a builder, a doctor? We were ready to create a new country by our own hands, thousands of us. And then it was just some stupid money-making machine, like a tax heaven where no one would actually live. I was disgusted and I'm bitter to this day. Fuck that guy that gave me hope and then pissed all over it. With Jedlička, everybody.
Listen up, kid. Liberland will break your heart.
This is a man who has done a sterling service in disillusioning libertarians.
Yeah. Thank you for your service, Yet. Wit.
Everything about this is so stupid, right?
Yeah.
Like, and I look forward to this continuing forever. I hope that as long as Croatia continues to exist, the Croatian border guards are trying to stop libertarians on jet skis.
Yeah.
You know?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, and we'll see you at the Floating Man Liberland Festival, 7th to 10th of August, 2025, where I will be paying 600 euro so I can see the act Perpetuum Mobile. at the Ark Liberland Village in Serbia.
So that is, again, to be clear, that is not in Liberland, that is in Serbia.
That's right.
The only place that you're going to be allowed. Also, it's like on Saturday the 9th of August, they're like, ground departure for Liberland, travel for a day of exploration and adventure, and live running away from the Croatian people.
It's an escape room, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's an escape room where if you don't escape, you get put into another escape room, which is Croatia jail.
When you think about it, life is a sequence of like nested escape rooms.
Yeah. Mm. So anyway, that was Vit Jedlička and Liberland. I'm so glad to have exercised him from my brain. Yeah, what did you think?
Thank you so much, Riley.
I love this guy.
Yeah.
He seems awful. He seems like an awful hang.
Yeah.
I think maybe he might be the worst hang that we've profiled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, at least because normally when we these petty tyrants are like at least charismatic or magnetic in some way, and this guy just seems to be good at like sort of getting onto like the 21st century version of Wingnut Welfare, where like Bitcoin guys give you money, and that's what he's figured out how to do, and nothing else. And he is interpersonally dramatically horrible.
Like, think about this, right? Rob Ford, amazing hang.
Yeah.
Presumably.
I'm in the basement getting ripped with him, yeah.
Yeah. Fucking Willy Lantigua, incredible hang.
Yeah.
Presumably. Oscar Goodman, what a fucking hang.
Of course. Mm-hmm. He's got an olive I can fit inside of.
Etienne Cabet, weird, but probably interesting.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
With Jedlička is the one mayor, I think, unless I'm missing one, that I'm like, do not expose me to this man under any circumstances.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Beautiful.
I want to also once again thank our departed guest, Eleanor Yanaga. She's not dead. She just left.
Literally departed on a train, I believe.
Yes. I want to thank our guest, Eleanor Yanaga. Check out the shows that she recommended, We're Not So Different and The Crusades.
Yeah.
And then, is this a bonus or a free one?
This is, as the keeper of the schedule, this is a free episode. So please.
Well.
Go to No Gods, No Mares and sign up for our Patreon. You can hear the beautiful episode about Grafton, New Hampshire that we kept referencing. Mm-hmm. And you'll get double the mares for merely $5 American a month, which is how many?
That's right.
Libra dollars? I don't know.
And next week, there's that's 1.7 Libraland dollars.
Thank you.
I'm afraid.
I don't think we take that.
So yeah, we don't take Libraland dollars. We don't take merits either. Next episode could be the Rob Ford movie.
Could be the Rob Ford movie.
We have to build up our big, beautiful buffer again. It could be the Rob Ford movie. Yeah. But we'll see what it is. Thank you again very much for being members of the Mayor's Benevolent Fund.
Well, they're not. But they will be. Well, they will be.
Future becoming,
members. Yeah.
Consider becoming a member of the Mayor's Benevolent Fund and then get thanked by us.
In a couple of weeks, my book is out. Simplicity. Yeah. You can pre-order it at any bookstore. I'm going on a book tour and there are many tickets and free reservations available depending on the store and location. You can go to maddielubchansky.com/tour if you'd like to see where I'm going.